في ليلة من الليالي لست أدري ما تراني ظلمة تمر بي.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Dear friends and elders, welcome to part 9 of your Faith Positive Ramadan Reminders with me, Abdullah. Today's is titled Live It and Love It, and of course we're talking about our Islam. I'm sure like me, over the last 2 weeks or so, you've been inspired by the life and times of our marhum brother Muhammad Ali. And the thought might reach you, it might niggle you that I am not so popular, I am not so athletic, I don't have so much of courage. How can I impact the world? How can I leave my footprint on earth? How can I show the world that Islam is great, just like my brother did? So without being weighed down by all of that, let's look at something that Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu taught us about honor, prestige, etc. It only comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It only comes because of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So whatever you're doing, no matter how ordinary it is, no matter how simple it may seem, if it is attached with your love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and it is expressed because you feel that these are the principles, these are the values as taught to me by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you're definitely going to leave an impact. So Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, one day he was traveling with Abu Ubaidah radiallahu ta'ala anhu to Syria, and they were together, came to this a bit of water. It was a creek, and Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu got off his camel himself, took his sandals, just put it over his shoulder, and he leads the camel himself over the creek. And Abu Ubaidah radiallahu ta'ala anhu feels like, oh, this is leader of the Muslims and he's an Amir and he shouldn't be doing this himself. So he says, ما يسرني أن أهل البلد استشرفوك. I don't think that if the people of the city see you doing things like this, that they're going to give you any honor. So Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, Abu Ubaidah, I wish somebody else had said this. I mean, you should know better. Think about what we were. Inna kunna adhalla qawmin. We used to be a downtrodden, enslaved, exploited, subjugated people. فَعَدْسَنَ اللَّهُ بِإِسْلَامِ. Allah gave us honor and prestige through Islam. فَمَحْمَا نَطْلُبُ الْعِزَّةَ بِغَيْرِ مَا عَزَنَ اللَّهُ بِهِ أَزَلَّنَ اللَّهُ. If we and I are going to seek honor from something other than our Islam, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is going to humiliate us. And that comes through in the Quran also in Surah An'am, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, so مَنْ يُرِدِ اللَّهُ أَنْ يَهْدِيَهُ يَشْرَحْ صَدْرَهُ الْإِسْلَامِ. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to guide you and put you right, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expands your breast in Islam. So ordinary things done through the love and the light of Islam will leave a huge impact. Just do those ordinary things. And I'm going to end with a lovely inspiration from Mantiq al-Tayr, the Conference of the Birds by Fariduddin Affar. It's this part about this old woman who pitches up at the marketplace to buy Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, and he was being sold to the highest bidder, and she just has this handful of cotton, this handful of thread that she's spun, and she wants to buy Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam with this yarn. And the merchants are all looking at her with absolute ridicule. And she says, layak inam bas keche dushman che dost goyad izan az kharidara nost. She says, I'm not so worried about what you say about me. I'm not worried about whether I can afford him or not. It's enough for me that everyone, friend or foe, will say that this woman, this zan, was here to be among his bidders for the rest of time. So it's enough for us that we love our Islam and that we love our Islam, and that is enough for our honor. Until next time, fi amanillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.